Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian, well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership. Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that? Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews Show. Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. I kind of think I should be welcoming myself back. It's been a minute. It's been a minute and a half, but that's because I've been so busy building, like a little ant. Remember, I've been telling us to get into our respective arcs, right? So I'm going to share a little bit of my arc building. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Liberty with yours truly. I trust that things are well. I've heard from some of you asking if I'm okay because it's been a minute since you have heard from me on my podcast, but I am fine. Thank you very much for checking, though. It is rare, honestly, that people do that, and you can always reach out to me at monica@monicamatthews.com. My website is wide open. You can leave a voicemail, actually, on my website. Many people have, without either being aware or caring, that anything you leave on my website becomes public, okay? So if you're going to leave me a website, just make sure you know that it is, in fact, going to be heard by the public. So again, you're welcome to email me anytime at monica@monicamatthews.com. And I've been busy putting together my network. My new network. I'm going to leave a little bit of this somewhat of a mystery, you know, because that's just a good thing, right? And we will have a soft launch and then we'll have our actual launch and my subscribers to my podcast will be first in line. You'll be first to know. You will be the first to receive exclusive information, intel, otherwise favor with regard to the network and how we will be expanding and inviting you onto other streaming platforms as well. It is going to be exciting, and all of this is so exciting because it is finally a ministry-based. Not as if my show hasn't been ministry-based, but it has been a mixture of faith, life, and politics. As you, faith, life, I don't know what that was, my Southern coming out, faith, life, and politics for the past 8 years. But now I'm expanding in more of a kingdom-centric, life-giving, think on these things, good, noble, true, entertainment, things that you can consume that are healthy for you. And it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. I am in the fundraising mode of the century right now, and I will be happy to tell you more about that. You guys are always welcome to pour into me on my website. I am not a nonprofit. I am a marketplace ministry. But at monicamatthews.com, you can donate as much money as you would like. You can also you can gift me up to $16 million in a lifetime. So I promise I won't send it back. Okay. Yes, you can gift someone up to, I believe the maximum now is $16 million throughout a lifetime. But honestly, you are welcome, and I am asking for you to consider your contributions to my efforts, which are going to be ongoing for a while now in my expansion. And we have some really cool things in store for you and your family that are going to be very life-giving and community building. And that's really where we are. Amen. And I think you can hear my thunderstorm here in the ATL. I see we have typhoons, we have flash floods. Oh my gosh. The world is flooding, rocking and rolling. It's almost like birthing pains are going on all over the globe. And in the meantime, we are told to, as people of faith, to keep our peace above all things. So I'm not going to keep you long today. I want to share something with you that I was recently turned on to, And I'll share more about the author as time goes by, because I'm really hoping that this person and their content will actually become a permanent fixture on our network. Okay, moving forward. So in really studying the heart, right? How many of you have been told not to trust your heart as Christians, right? We're told that the heart is wicked and deceptive above all things and that it cannot be trusted, right? And so this particular person would not argue, but would offer another suggestion, that is an Old Testament precept, and that was prior to the gift of the Holy Spirit, who was given to us upon the ascension of our Lord and Savior Christ, Yeshua, the living Christ. And so our hearts are where our Father's voice lives, our Savior lives, the Holy Spirit lives. And if that's true, then how is it that our heart is still wicked above all things? Amen. And if I'm just positing a question to you, you don't have to say amen quite yet. I know this is new for me, and it's certainly new for most of you. And I have to be honest with you, it has caused an enormous amount of frustration and a very weebly wobbly road, not the narrow path, in my own faith walk, to think that it's almost double-minded for me to think that my heart is wicked and deceptive above all things, so I can't trust my own heart. Yet it is from the heart that a man believes. It is from the heart that we speak. It is from the heart and in the heart where we hear our Father. Right? And so if I think my heart is bad, why would I tune into my heart to hear my Father? Right? And so as I'm learning and continuing to grow in my own faith, these are simple yet profound and for some impossible truths to subscribe to. Because we have, as the church, been convinced that we've mixed a little bit of this, mixed a little bit of that, mixed a little Old Testament. We're still operating in Old Testament precepts and laws, and or we're not operating in any of them. And people believe that the Ten Commandments are of ill effect or of no use to us anymore as a New Testament church or New Testament body of believers. And I can't see where, you know, honoring your mother, not assigning the wrong value to our Father's name, not murdering, not committing adultery, fornication, not stealing. I can't see where those things are, not coveting, right? Not idolizing. I can't see where those things are, not bearing false witness. I probably already said that. I can't see where those things would somehow just, you know, fall by the wayside. Like somehow they're just not important anymore. So in this revelatory period of our lifetime, which is really what's going on, as you can see, the cockroaches spread, the light's growing brighter, and sins are being exposed. As they're being exposed, people are just kind of, you know, in systems rather, are kind of like, yeah, okay. And watch this, right? Yeah, we know we're trafficking kids. Hold my beer, right? That's kind of the attitude of the systems and those within those systems as they're being found out. That there's no sense of repentance or fear of God or fear of justice. There's no fear. There's no reverence for what's right and for the author of liberty and truth, right? So when there's no fear of the author of liberty and truth, we're certainly not going to have fear of repercussions on this side of eternity, right? So injustice is just kind of like taking a nap. Well, all of that leads back to the heart. And as more things are exposed, remember I've said for the past few years now that above all things to guard your heart before out of it flows the issues of life. Well, to guard our hearts, right? Because the other thing that this person posits is that upon the heart, right, the wickedness that is, there are various definitions that this man extrapolates from this scripture of the heart being deceptive and wicked above all things. You can't trust it. One of them is there are footprints on our hearts, right? And whenever we're wounded and whenever we aren't, when our hearts are not guarded, or whenever we're kids and we don't know any better than to guard our hearts, when life happens to us, right? When we're little people, especially, we end up with footprints on our hearts. It's kind of like, yeah, you stomped on my heart. Yeah, well, actually, though, quite literally, in scientific measurements, physiological findings, this particular pastor has found that on a cellular level, your heart does actually keep the score. Just like your body keeps the score. I haven't read that book, but I need to, because I fundamentally believe that. In coming out of a ministry that taught about spiritual roots of diseases, it's pretty fascinating to me, because the body really does keep the score, to be honest with you. It does. Whether it's sexual sin, it's fear, bitterness, envy, jealousy, all rottenness of the bones, right? Your heart failure, all kinds of, sexually transmitted diseases, self-hatred, abortion. A lot of cancers come with, female cancers come with abortion, whether it's uterine or ovarian, breast. The list goes on. And so the body, in fact, keeps the score. We know that. And so even with the blood of Christ, unless you are applying the blood of Christ to your sins, all of them, and accepting that your debt was paid, and accepting that you are washed and cleaned and made new, right, by a holy and just Father who saw to it to forgive you before you ever got here for all of your sins, right, and to heal you of all of your diseases. Unless that is appropriated, you too can fall to your body keeping the score, right? Because whenever we receive and live within the truth that we have been forgiven and we are clean and we are made whole, and we are whole and holy as He is holy, in as much as we accept that and pursue it and walk after the Spirit, your body will respond to the truth. Your body will miraculously, we call it a miracle, and it's really the truth speaking to matter, right? We are electrical, we are physical, we are chemical, we are sexual, we are many things in our created matter and our dust bowl called man. and it responds to things that are greater than us and higher than us and frequencies and water and movement and sound. Our bodies are affected by all of that. The tides, I mean, ask law enforcement, right? When more crime is committed, an uptick in crime. And so all that to say, this person posits that when our hearts have been trampled, whether as young people or as adults, and we haven't remedied that, and we haven't invited our Heavenly Father in to help us heal that and to show us where the footprints are on our hearts, right? The heart will continue to respond through a form of spiritual necrosis as well as physical. And all of this just makes so much sense to me, right? It's just like, man, have I ever really loved my Father, Yah, and Yeshua from my heart? Or has it been more intellectual, mental? Faith, yes, but based on performance or fear of death, or fear of judgment, fear of being punished. These are questions I'm just putting them out there for you all to ask yourself those questions, because they matter. And in the coming days of the earth writhing and laboring, right, to deliver what some are expecting is going to be judgment, I am hopeful and expectant that it will be a revelatory period. That it will, because as the days darken, remember, as sin abounds, his grace abounds all the more. And that's, so for some people, that's like a get out of jail free card. You just keep sinning. For others, it's hard for you to swallow because you can't fathom a just God who can forgive and honor his covenant. Because we're not very good at that, right? We're definitely not good at thinking that murderers and rapists and those guys are going to have the same opportunity to receive Christ as their Savior as we will. Yet we will read Paul's writings and champion him for the author that he is of the majority of the New Testament, and for the saint that he is for some of you, and the apostle that he is for most of us, and the leader that he was, right? Knowing that he started out as a murderer. He was murdering Christians and happy about it. Women, children, men, he was known for it. He was an executioner, right? But he was blinded and he met his maker on the road to Damascus, and it forever altered his entire existence. And because of his writings, we have the opportunity to see things through his lens and to receive that word in our hearts and be altered in our hearts, right? And in renewing our minds by the washing of the water of the word. But he tells us so many times, cleanse your heart, clean your heart, right? And we can't do any of that without him, right? And so I just want to encourage you, as the days are darkening, you know, to be hopeful and expectant that this is a really good time for us to press in as believers and to be hopeful and expectant and to look around. Look around for people who are so desperate and they have no hope, they have no joy, they have nothing outside of themselves and government and this life, and they are deathly afraid. They're very afraid. Look around. Is there someone you can go visit who's sick? Is there someone you can go visit who's imprisoned? Is there someone near you who needs clothing, who needs shelter, who needs food? Those are the basic, basic things we're called to as children of the Most High. And to forgive from our hearts, to forgive ourselves, to forgive others, those are the basic things we're called to. I could talk about President Trump's arrest. You'll notice I was not on the air with you all during those times. I was not led to be on the air. As I told you, I've had my head down in prayer, in fasting, inquiring, and just, okay, what am I doing next? So that I'm deliberate during these times, because you have a lot of voices. You have a lot of information. We have a lot of people squawking for your attention, right? And so I wanted to get serious about my purpose, about my role in your life, and then invite you to join me once I had that straight. So I am very pleased to announce that I am moving forward with my network, and we will have a multitude of channels, and it's going to be glorious. It's going to be fantastic programming with fantastic talent and just excellency, and all to serve you. It is all to serve you and to bring his kingdom into this earth and his will to be done, to offer a great meal to his children. So again, if you'd like to partner with me in that, you're welcome to make a donation at monicamatthews.com or a contribution. My apologies. Again, I'm not a 501c3. I do not plan to become one. I'm a for-profit ministry and a media ministry. And we've got productions on tap. We've got specials. We've got concerts. We've got all kinds of amazing things planned And, you know, God willing, we're going to start rolling it out. And whenever, as the world is writhing and things are confused and confusing and people are scurrying about and there's wars and rumors of wars and the economy's going nuts, we're going to be a place of refuge for the people in the kingdom of Yah. And even for the people who are not in the kingdom. Hopefully it will be a beautiful evangelical tool as well. And the people who are supposed to find their way to us, you guys will do a great job of sharing our content and sharing our channels, sharing our network. And we can do this thing together. Amen. So thank you again for your patience with me. Thank you for continuing to subscribe. Thank you for those of you who did not hit the unsubscribe button because I have not been around consistently. I'm aware of that. But you will begin to hear from me consistently again moving forward. But the meals I'm going to be preparing are not necessarily about the woes of today. I will have people on the network who do that for you, who will have daily news clips. They'll have commentary. I am far more interested in feeding a meal of hope and truth and honesty and the things that are really going to feed our hearts. As you examine your heart tonight, ask the Lord to examine your heart with you and see if there's anywhere that there are footprints left on your heart that could be hindering your ability to hear Him in your quiet moments, in your moments of meditation, your moments of study, you know, in your earnest desire to seek your Creator who has all your answers, has all of your abundance. Nothing in that word has changed. Who has your best interest at heart, who knows every hair on your head, who knows every single place you've been denied, rejected, abandoned, abused, mocked, left for dead, fired, slandered, you know, every hope deferred. He sees and knows all of that. And those moments can absolutely harden our hearts to the ability to hear whenever He tells us to move, to make moves, right? Or to sit still. And all of it comes from a position of rest, by the way, all of it. So I'll share more about the author that I'm reading in the days ahead. But right now, that was just such a profound, intimate, just awe-inspiring moment for me. Because it has seemed somewhat duplicitous of the church to, in one hand, tell you, hey, our hearts are wicked above all things, but, you know, make sure you tune into your heart for your Father. It's like, huh? Like, that's a little schizophrenic. So, you know, which is it? If you tell me something's bad, why am I going to pour into that, right? Why am I going to trust it? So I hope this blesses you. And furthermore, for those of you who are still waiting on whether or not waiting to decide, or maybe you're waiting to hear the Lord's voice about what to do with your finances, I'm going to encourage you again to seek guidance at monicaprotectswithgold.com. I really should change that handle, actually. It's actually called a vanity handle. Imagine that. But I think I'm going to change that to Monica Hedges with Gold. Protects, hedges, you know, it's the same thing. I don't want to encourage you to put your faith in anything in this earth outside of your faith in your Father to be able to speak directly to you about what to do with your finances and when to do that and when to do them and when to move, when to sit still, when to hold them and fold them and walk away or run. Remember that Kenny Rogers song, all that. So I do want you to inquire of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, my listeners who have made the move are not sorry that they have saved themselves from watching their accounts deplete. And every time we send money to Ukraine, every time the market goes up and down, every time the talk of a CBDC is on the lips of economists, every time BRICS makes a move toward further stockpiling their gold stockpile, as is our central bank, by the way. Central banks across the globe are stockpiling gold. And that tells you something, right? It tells you that you should be considering prayerfully about whether or not to move your Roth IRAs, your savings, or your 401ks into metals. And again, you can do that today by inquiring at Monica Protects with gold.com. Okay, until next time, which may or may not be tomorrow, but I did want to come on and tell you, you know, exactly what I've been up to. And then I'm just very grateful, and I'm grateful for all of you. Very excited about the future. You should be too. If there's anything I can be in prayer for you about, you're welcome to email me for that as well. You know, I'm spending way more time in my prayer closet these days, and looking forward to moving into the future with you guys. Okay, until next time, have a good evening. Remember, I would say what I normally say. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, to act like one. But I really want to say, if you're a child of the Most High, act like one.